Hello and welcome back for another episode of By Order of the Peaky Blinders. I'm Daniel, he's Josh, and we are here in the middle of February. I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Josh, how was your Valentine's Day with your loved one?
Valentine's Day was great with my girlfriend. We had a great time. We started off the day, we made breakfast. She made me breakfast, some nice brunch. We had a couple cocktails, and then we went to dinner at a nice steakhouse, had a great meal. And just another great day with my lady.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Marissa and I jumped onto the Patreon over at patreon.com/byorderofpeaky. And we had a special little Valentine's Day episode where we made some predictions on maybe which relationships could last past season six and into the peaky unknown, because we're in some strange territory here. And if you guys haven't learned and you're just tuning in after not hearing the last few episodes, it's been announced that season six will be the final season of Peaky Blinders, and then Stephen Knight will be making a movie. So we're kind of entering into that canon atmosphere, which whatever happens in this next season, Josh, it's going to be locked in like Peaky Blinders lore, because there's no more seasons after this. So if Tommy and Lizzie end this season married, right? Like they're married forever, as far as we're concerned.
Unless in like 30 years, there's like a Peaky Blinders sequel, as there seems to be a sequel coming out for everything. They're even teasing a Ace Ventura 3, which like has there ever been a good sequel to like anything? Like I'm really praying that the Coming to America sequel is good, because that's a great movie that I don't want ruined. But
yeah,
you're right. If whatever happens this last season, it's etched in history forever. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no speculating. That's what we have to go off of. So it's very important.
I don't know how I feel about the Coming to America sequel. I don't know. I mean, they're just all, it's all been bad. They're talking about a Wedding Crashers sequel that we discussed a couple months ago. It's
not great.
Did you hear this most recent thing, which could be pretty cool? So Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is the renowned writer of Killing Eve and star and writer of Fleabag, she won a couple Emmys last year. She is hilarious. Her and Donald Glover,
yes, I saw that,
are making a TV show about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Speaking of your sequels.
I did see that, and I think that if anybody could do it right, it's her.
I agree.
She's amazing. And Donald Glover is also awesome, but she's probably like the brains behind that, because she's phenomenal. Her writing, her directing, her everything about her is amazing.
Absolutely. And you know, they starred together in the Han Solo movie a couple of years ago called Solo. She was the robot, like the feministic,
yes,
his robot. So they do have some chemistry, and hopefully that could be solid. Well, let's get into some peaky talk. I wanted to go off the top and talk about a couple of the new things that we've learned. A lot of gossip has been, you know, spilled from our mouths, and most of it over on Patreon. So if you guys are interested in the peaky off season, you know, the day to day, the week to week, the posts, all the leaked photos of the filming from Scotland and everything like that, I would really recommend. And if you want to help Josh and I out, whether it be, you know, to take care of our next donut or something, it's just $5 a month. And
our next donut. I like how you, that's what came to your head. Yes. Yes. Please donate to our donut fund.
I did just have some donuts. I moved into a new apartment, and there's a bakery in the lobby, which is just terrible. So we had 7 inches of snow last night, and I went down to go get my mail, and I ran into the owner of the bakery, and he was really nice, and he gave me a dozen donuts.
Wow.
What am I supposed to do with a dozen donuts?
I mean, definitely just get fat off of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've already eaten two. So
yeah. So I mean, I'm in beautiful South Florida where it's nice. It's 80-ish degrees, 85 degrees with no snow. So there's
that's good. Yeah, we have lots of snow. Polar vortex is always fun. But I do want to say that there is some cool news that we can talk about on this pod, and that's the announcement that Sophie Rundle is like deep into pregnancy. She's not just expecting, she's got herself a nice little baby bump. So congratulations to Sophie and her loved one. As much as the shit that Ada has to deal with in Peaky Blinders with everyone she loves dying, I'm really happy that the actress behind Ada Shelby can come through with some real love here in this Valentine's week.
And I wonder like how you film during that. Like, is she filming? Is she in the show? Or are they just going to have to, like,
not have her on the show? Like, are they gonna have to wait to film her scenes? Like, film her? I don't know. That's interesting.
It's something that I don't know. It's a great question. I know that there have been shows and movies, more often shows, filmed where like an actress is pregnant and they really hide a lot of it. Like Lily from How I Met Your Mother, I think she was pregnant for an entire season and they just always put big coats, or maybe she's sitting down. I had the prediction over on Patreon talking on Sunday that this season was gonna have a lot less of some of these characters that have gotten a lot more famous. And for example, we've seen pictures and over, you know, over the weeks, we've seen a lot of these leaked photos and Michael Finn Cole is shown in it, but it makes us think how much time does he have to go over to Scotland and go to the UK? Maybe he has a week and then he's got to come back to America because he's in the making of he's the star of a TV show called Animal Kingdom. He just was the star alongside Margot Robbie with this movie Dreamland that I recently watched. And Anya Taylor-Joy is blowing up. She's got two Golden Globe nominees, neither of them for what she deserves. You know, Peaky Blinders should be a Golden Globe nominee, but they just hate those British shows. But no, I don't know how much Anya and Finn are going to be in this season because of their availability. That's something that I was kind of bringing up.
It's definitely interesting how they are able to do that. I mean, especially with Finn Cole. I mean, that's a lot that he has going on. It's impressive. It shows the prowess that his climb, his ascension up the acting ranks. But I mean, I guess like when you're making millions of dollars and you love doing it, it's not that big of a deal and they can fly you to and from. So, I mean, they definitely make it work, and I guess it's worth it. I mean, they are making a lot of money.
Yeah. I was just speaking about conflicts, right? You have a lot of filming conflicts, especially now when I'm sure every show is starting to get going again. And I even noticed a show that I watch on Apple TV that is less than a year old called For All Mankind is already coming back for season two. So I'm excited about that. That was a cool little show, like one of those alternate universe shows where Russia got to the moon first. But a little bit more about the filming over in Scotland. Josh, did you see this? They had sub-zero temperatures
Hitting
the coastal town, to the point where the Peaky Blinders bosses had to go to Kenny Moran, the shoe repair owner who makes these shoes that the stars wear, the cobbler, and asked him to add non-slip protection. So that means hopefully like a great blooper reel from this season of everyone slipping.
Actually insane that they were filming during that. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, you're not like supposed to be outside during that. Like, your face freezes. So I wonder if we're going to be able to see like
how cold it is. I'm sure
cold they were snow. Like, no, but I'm saying, like, are we going to see their faces like so red and like freezing? Like, you know, like it's going to be interesting.
That's a situation where it'll be interesting to see how talented these actors really are. And if they can get stuff done on one or two takes, because if there's a scene that's like 12 takes, like you said, we're going to notice. We're really going to notice. But let's get to the brunt of this episode and something that I teased last week over on Patreon. And I said I was going to do this on the Apple Pod, where Josh decided that he was the all decisive, knowing soccer terminology guy, corrected me on I don't even remember what the reference was, talking about an attacker in soccer. We're saying that if Tommy had his own team, he would have Billy Great as the goalie available if he wasn't the Black Cat, and he would just have to go find himself an attacker. So then, you know, I thought up the idea that Josh and I would have ourselves a little draft here to pick 11 characters on each team to fill out our Peaky Blinders soccer team. I think that due to Josh's all-knowing ability to know everything about soccer, and you know what? PSG just dominated Barcelona in the Champions League round of 16. You're basically killing an Mbappe, and so I'll let you draft first.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just got a hat trick. That's awesome.
You did against Barcelona without Neymar, which is impressive.
Yeah, they bodied that game. But I guess I'll go with the first pick, and I think this is an obvious pick. I'm going to go with Tommy Shelby as my attacker, as my lead attacker.
Not as your striker.
No, he's my striker. I'm going to go with Tommy Shelby at the front, at the top, lead goal scorer.
The guy's the man in charge. He's not afraid to take risks. He's always finishing the task. He's always the guy who you want the ball, who's gonna be taking the penalty kick at the end of the game. 2-2 tie, 93rd minute, penalty in the box. Tommy Shelby steps up to the ball, puts it in the upper 90, right side, moves on. Champions League's winner, Tommy Shelby, is my first pick.
I don't even know how a goalie could control themselves if you have to have a stare down. You know that little stare down in the penalty shootout?
Absolutely.
And not to mention the referees are going to have a tough time. That's a good choice. Referees are going to have a tough time trying to get that cigarette out of Tom's mouth.
Absolutely. He's very multidimensional. Like he can catch you in any way he wants.
He probably has deceptive speed too.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to go ahead, and it's only in perfect season 6 fashion. Oh, I have two picks, so I got to think of a second one. But first off, I'm going to have to go with Michael. And, you know, it's the pitted rivalry. I've got the youngster, the 19-year-old stud prospect up against the veteran. And I have a good feeling that Michael Gray will be a leader on my team. I'm not necessarily sure how talented he is at the sport, but I need to have someone who brings the emotion and brings the fire. I can't have everyone on my team, you know, praising the other team. You can't be like, oh, I'm facing Messi. He's such a legend. Got to have someone who doesn't necessarily bow down to Tommy Shelby. So I'm going to go with Michael, and then I'm going to back that up in the exact opposite fashion. And I'm going to have to start to build my defense. And I'm going to go with Arthur Shelby. I'm not sure that you want to get a header near Arthur Shelby. I think Arthur will take care of business as long as there's no distractions. That's the big thing. If Linda finds her way inside the first 10 rows around all of our cutouts that are cheering on the team with the fake crowd noise, if she gets in there, I'm not so sure how he can keep that composure. But nonetheless, I think he's the best athlete on the field. And it just feels like Paul Anderson, you know, such a big fan of our podcast, I think he knows a thing or two about footy. So I'm going with Arthur, Michael and Arthur with my two picks. Now you have two.
Okay. So those are good picks. I'm going to, with my second pick, I'm going to have someone rise from the dead.
Okay.
Rise from the ashes, like the Phoenix. And I'm going to go with John Shelby, another scrappy player who's going to be doing the dirty work for you. He's going to be getting into the other player's ears. He's going to be talking shit. He's going to be talking smack. He's gonna be that little pest that's just gonna be, you know, poking the ball away when you're close to the box. He's definitely a midfielder. He's running both sides. He's got a lot of energy. I'm going with John Shelby with my next pick. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
I think it's a great choice. I think the only thing you have to worry about is maybe picking up a couple cards. And I'm in the same boat.
Absolutely. It's just the risk.
You gotta hope that the referees are a little lenient. You know, you gotta hope that our guy Sergeant Pitts is the main ref.
Look, that's the risk you take. You know, there are some players in the Prem League who are very aggressive, but they're really good. And that's just the risk you take by picking a John Shelby.
What was the guy's name? Bastian Schweinsteiger, right? I mean, you understand that he's probably gonna pick up some yellow cards here and there, but John versus Arthur on those corners, I cannot wait. You know, Tommy's kicking the corner. So it's just all about putting guys together that are going to, you know, put someone's leg out with the edge of a cigarette.
Absolutely.
Longest yard style.
Absolutely. So I guess, right now I got Tommy Shelby as my attacker. Yep. And I got John Shelby rising from the dead to be my midfielder, my starting midfielder. So that leads me to my next player. I guess I don't know what formation I'm running here, but it's a very
start to build. I will say I said Sergeant Pitts. I meant Sergeant Moss, who is played by Tony Pitts.
There you go. So my next pick, I'm gonna go with Johnny Dogs, another scrappy player. We got a very scrappy bunch.
Yes, this is I'm interested to hear about this pick.
So I got a very, very scrappy team. Johnny Dogs, another player who's gonna get in your ears, you're gonna do the dirty work. And I just feel like he's a very quick, very, very scrappy kind of guy, very quick. So I like that on my team. I'm building a lot of speed.
You are. And I'm more focused on the camaraderie. All right. So you've got Tommy John, John Dogs. Obviously, your team's going to have good chemistry. I'm also thinking about chemistry. And so I may be reaching a little bit here with my third pick, but I got to put Michael with his boy and take Uzziah. Uzziah, maybe another stud athlete. Just get him out there wings. He'll be my right wing. Try to put the ball in the middle of the field. I have yet to grab a striker yet, an attacker. And so I feel like putting together speed, obviously chemistry. I think I'm going to go with Daryl McCormick, who is the original Uzziah, instead of Jordan Bulger. But that's getting into the weeds. And let's see. I'll back that up with a goalkeeper, okay? I'm going to snag a goalie here, and I'm going to continue with this theme of chemistry and take Uzziah's papa, Jeremiah.
I like that.
I think he's got a lot of size. He's someone that, as long as we kind of keep that Jesus energy going and praying to God a lot, he'll have the right mindset. And I'm starting to, you know, I got a defenseman and I got a goalie now to go with Michael, who feels like he'll probably be like a midfielder, and Uzziah down the right wing.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I like that. So, I mean, now I'm building up my defense with a very smart, wise player. And I'm going to go with Curly. I'm going to go with Charlie.
Okay. I was going to say Curly would be the mascot.
I got, they're always together. So I'm going to go with Charlie Strong. He's going to be my fortifying force in the back end here, making sure that we're making right decisions, calling out all the shots from the back. I just think it's a no brainer there. And then to build up the other side of my defense, next Charlie Strong, I'm going to go with Pauly. I'm going to go with Pauly. She's wise as well.
That's a good sleeper.
Very strong. You're not going to be able to go through her without a fight. So I think Charlie Strong and Aunt Polly as my two back defenders is perfect.
I like that. I think that's a good choice. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It'll be tough to leave Curly on the bench, you know, but I think we're not going to choose him. But that's just a bold pick. We're going to find out as things go on. I'm trying to, you know, I'm going through the pool here and I'm trying to figure out who might be my best attacker. And I'm struggling to pick something up. So I'm going to continue with a defenseman. And I'm going to go with another bruiser. You put Arthur in center alongside another center back, and that's Danny Wisbang. Danny Wisbang, I'm trying to get a lot of that, you know, Jeremiah, Arthur chemistry going. Add another guy in from France. Make it Danny Wisbang. And I'm not sure you want to go anywhere near that guy when there's a nuke that he thinks is maybe a grenade, but is actually just a soccer ball coming in.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's back that up. And I think maybe we should have done a little bit more prep so that we're doing less scattering, but let's go ahead and back that up with my center attacking mid. And that's going to be Bonnie. I like Bonnie. I like the younger. You're going a little older. I think your average age is around 40. Mine is like around 25. And Bonnie's just another one of those athletes, right? We've seen him in the ring. We know that translation from MMA and boxing can move over to the soccer field, as does football with Chad Ochocinco. We know that soccer players have been to dabble. You don't really need to use your hands in this sport, though. So it'll be interesting to see how Bonnie can adapt and swing over to a footy style game.
Okay, I that's totally understandable, totally reasonable. I next pick, and this is going to be a very detailed analysis. I'm going to go with Finn Shelby with my next pick, because
he needs some youth.
His potential is untapped. We've seen his evolution, his physical evolution since season one. He's still getting stronger. He's still getting bigger, and so, you know, I'm going to stash him in my roster for years to come, and he's going to be one of the best players in the league for the next, probably within 2 years.
It's definitely a good guy for you to loan out. You know, you might not need him in year one, but eventually you can call back and you know, he just played a little bit for Ted Lasso. He can get back on your team and continue going.
Okay, next I'm going to go with Ada. Ada Shelby is also a force to be reckoned with. I mean, you definitely don't want to mess with her. She's strong. She's strong-willed, and I just think that she's going to be another force in the middle for me.
Ada's a good choice. And once again, Josh is just showing his equality. I mean, this guy, he's got two female footballers on his squad, putting a lot of pressure on me to take someone on that side of the ball, and I'm between two, and I think I'm going to go with Esme. I think Esme will be a very solid center defensive mid. I'm just going to pair her with John, and she fucking hated John for a good portion of that time when they were together because of how much he would spend with Tommy. John and Tommy as teammates. I got Esme on the other side, and so I'll put her with my attacker. We're almost done here. We got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is this our 8th pick? 9th pick? Something like that. And as the team goes along, I'm going with Luca Changretta, a second kind of villain in the show. I feel like he's got some Italian suave.
That's definitely a very fine pick. If we're going with villains here, they have a lot to bring to the table. I'm going to go with Oswald Mosley. I mean, like, you have to have that guy on your team that everybody just absolutely hates, but they're just great at what they do. Oswald Mosley is great at what he does, getting under the opposing player's skin. He's kind of like a Neymar. Like no one likes Neymar. Like, he's an asshole, but he's really damn good at playing the sport. So that's why I'm going to go with Oswald Mosley with my pick. Am I still up?
Yep, next one.
Okay, next one. This is very tough, but I'm going to go with Gina, another player. I'm building a team of villains, of misfits that everybody does not like. So Gina also is just someone that's going to get under your skin. I feel like she's also very quick on her feet. She's going to score a lot of goals, you know, very secretly is going to score some goals for you. So I'm going to go with Gina on my team along with Oswald Mosley. Pairing those two people up, maybe they have a love interest. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know. That's a good call. Good call there. I don't know how athletic Gina Anya Taylor-Joy has portrayed herself in some of these scenes and movies and shows she's been in. But, you know, you can't go wrong with someone that, like you mentioned, it's all about being opposite of, like, your loved one. And so Gina up against Michael could be a good one. We got 2 picks left each. I'm going to go ahead, and it feels like a cheap pick, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to solidify my defense with Goliath, the guy that Bonnie Gold fought in the boxing match, like a 7'5" stud. I'm going with Goliath. I'm pairing him up with Princess Tatiana. And that's a solid team. I'm very happy with that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Curly. You mean you dog Curly, but Curly's got some secret skills, man. Curly secretly is a legend.
I think he's a good goalie. What
he's doing. He is my goalie, actually. Thank you. Thank you for the recommendation. But Curly's going to go out there. He's going to save some goals. He's going to be doing the little nitty-gritty things right. And I want him on my team 10 times out of 10.
So this is your last pick. I actually have one more. I miscounted. So we're in round 11 right here. This is where you wrap it up.
My last pick. My last pick is going to be Digbeth Kidd. Out of left field, Digbeth Kidd, because he's willing to take one for the team at all times. Like, you got to have a guy with heart, and Digbeth Kidd has got the heart that you want on your team. So, Digbeth Kidd, you know, he's been coming off the bench for me, you know, a lot of the times, but right now he's making the final 11.
Nothing solidifies a last pick like Digbeth Kidd, and that's where I'm between two here, and I want to give the love to our guy, Adam El Hagar, but I also don't want him to be the last pick of the draft. So Mr. Irrelevant is going to go to a guy that may not even show up to the game, but if he does, I know that I'm going to get crowd based off of him. It's basically my Tim Tebow pick for the New York Mets. And I'm going to go with Alfie Solomons. We kind of ignored him. I feel like Tom Hardy was in like a rugby movie or something. So I know that he's got the skills, and when all else fails, he'll just kill someone on the other side and I'll be fine.
That's very true.
Him and Luca will take care of business.
Very true. I don't know. I think my team takes you down instantly. Tommy Shelby scoring a hat trick against yours 10 times out of 10 going through the next round. My squad,
you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to call upon any soccer expert listeners, okay? Any soccer experts there, any professional soccer players or coaches that happen to love the show that you know or we know, we'll try to get a good collective and we can send them our teams. We can get some responses. You could be as creative as you want. Let us know how a two-legged contest would go. one match at Josh's, you know, home, wherever that is. I think it's going to be Charlie Strong's. Let's go ahead and call it his scrapyard, and then mine will be over in America, right? Because I've got Michael, and he's moved over to America. So we've got a two-legged Champions League draw. Let's dissect it next time and find out from any soccer listeners. Thanks so much for joining us once again, everyone listening. And Josh, I'll be back whether on Patreon or here on Apple. So make sure to go ahead and check us out. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/peakypodcast. You can email us at bootpeakyblinders@gmail.com. He's Josh. I'm Daniel. And we binge, so you don't have to.